WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
From Don of the Buffalo, Jeb Puryear, and Taryn Evans in the studio, good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, we are very happy to have you here. It's our very first show we're presenting at the refurbished Jefferson Theater. It is a beautiful space, and I'm happy to have you in, especially because
awesome.
I'm from Utica, New York. You guys are from Ithaca, New York, and as here in Central Virginia, we're enjoying a Central New York forecast. I think it's appropriate that Don of the Buffalo are here in town. It couldn't have timed out better. What do you guys think of our snow, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
White.
It's white. You know, the Ithaca...
If I got your information straight, you're expecting 48 to 58 inches of snow tomorrow.
Four to eight. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Not 48 to 58. Yeah, there's been rumors on the internet about 70 inches of snow, and you know, even in our hometown. That doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen very often, though.
No. Well, you guys have a new album out. It's called Silverlined. It's absolutely beautiful. We'll talk about the new record. But how about first, we just jump right into some music if you're ready.
All right.
Sure.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's nice to be back here in Charlottesville. It's been a while since, so I don't know where we were, but it was nice. The people were friendly. Strong and true. It's time, don't waste it. That love, I can taste it. Immerse in magic fever, turn me to a believer. I got a feeling we're gonna make it happen. Good reason to keep me happy. That's rhythm, let's shake it. Give it to me, I can take it. One thing before too long, if you don't want it off, you got to turn it on. I got a feeling we're gonna make it happen. Good reason to keep me happy. We got this fire starting and we don't want to water. This scene is getting hotter and hotter, babe. Heaven knows that you were born to shine. Be alive, it's love time. From every angle, smiling faces, punctuated by warm embraces. We've come together for peace and love, precisely everything we dreamed of. I got a feeling we're gonna make it happen. Good reason to keep me happy. We got this fire starting and we don't want to water. This scene is getting hotter and hotter, babe. Heaven knows that you were born to shine. Be alive, it's love time. Come on, come on, don't leave your song unsung. There's much to be done. Wanting less and getting more. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. From youngest baby to your oldest grandma. From Dick Cheney to President Obama. From the highest penthouse to the lowest corner. From the East Coast to California, I got a feeling we're gonna make it happen. Good reason to keep me happy. We got this fire starting, do we don't wanna water. This scene is getting hotter and hotter. Heaven knows that you were born to shine. Be alive. We got this fire started and we don't want to water. This scene is getting hotter and hotter, babe. Heaven knows that you were born to shine. Be alive. It's love time.
Don of the Buffalo live in the WNRN studio. It's Jeb and Tara of the group here with us this morning. We're very happy to have them. Don of the Buffalo, you guys have been going strong for, well, a long time now. And in that long time, the American pop landscape has changed and varied for a while, going up and down. And has it been difficult to retain your place in that musical landscape, keeping true to the music ideas that you guys set out for them in the beginning in the early 90s?
Well, we've been chasing the trends of music for a long time, and we went through our hip-hop phase.
Yeah, yeah, it was brilliant.
And what were some of the other phases?
The answer is no.
No? No.
We tried the Yanni thing.
No, you know, I think I was sort of going to be the Sonny and Cher here, comic relief, and I'll be the serious one today. But
good luck.
No, I think because we started out, you know, we play the old fiddle, old-time music, and just sort of, you know, to be so into that, you have an appreciation for a wide kind of music, and you're sort of into traditional music and stuff. I don't think we've ever been too swayed by, you know, the surrounding.
What's currently hip and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seeps in, and I'm sure it, you know, and it comes out in different ways, but it's not anything that we've sort of consciously go, oh, look what's happening, we need to mold to something different. No, I mean, that's silly, no.
Well, besides just being musicians as just individuals living your own lives, obviously your lives have changed a great deal from where you started off as a band. And has that affected how you go into the lyric and musical process when you go to record a new record?
Yes.
Yes, we have a bus. We have a bus now. Let's see.
No, of course, everything, all manner of environment affects every aspect of what you do to some extent.
Do you find that your personal lives are changing your perspective of the world itself? Like, you learn some things about yourselves now that you didn't know when, you know, you were young and 20-something and thinking, hey, I'm going to go conquer the world with my rock band. But now, you know, being seasoned veterans of the musical scene and being out there on the road constantly, you guys are always touring. Does it seem like, you know, I was just stupid then? Or does it seem like I know where I am now musically and I'm going to continue this?
I think if we follow more of a line of like an old blues artist or Del McCurry or just a traditional music model of success.
Yeah.
It's like we play music that people like and we go and we play for them. And so rather than being on the rock stardom paradigm where you're either, you know, totally overblown or you're a total loser. So we
you guys keep it
there's
real.
More to life than those two extremes, and we're somewhere in between those things.
Album after album, one thing I always hear from Don of the Buffalo is a theme of families and how much families, whether just be like your blood relatives or the family of the people that around you, are very, very close and powerful to you. What does families truly mean to you as musicians?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I mean, I know what it means. It's hard to put it into words, I guess. But
like your relationship with each other, Tara and Jeb, you know, how do you guys relate to each other, not just on stage, but then also as individual people? You know, there's a certain bond you have, obviously, musically, but how does that transcend to just your lives?
We can give each other a large deal of hell. Well, we're just incredibly close. That's all.
Yeah.
So you just go through all the regular stuff of that.
Well, I think the idea to family, I know with us and our sort of fan base, self-named The Herd, you know, there's just sort of a sense of, as in family, kind of community, you know, kind of a feeling of togetherness and, you know, like the world is, you know, it sounds a little bit, I guess, corny a little bit, but I like corny. I don't know. You know, it just sounds a little, it's kind of like, you know, if this can happen, and we can all come together like this and have this feeling of community, you know, then can it happen on a larger scale kind of thing? Gives sort of a universal kind of optimistic feeling for what things could be like on a larger scale, maybe. You know how people of all different styles and walks and demographics can kind of come together and find each other and be moved by a similar thought or feeling or vibe or something. And it's very powerful, you know. It's like any kind of a group effort where people are really chiming and working together is very powerful. And so in that sense, it's a family that, you know, a musical family, and it's, you know, music, you know, they always say it's the universal language.
Yeah.
So it, you know, reaches out, and that sense of communication feels important and bonding between people. So,
well, as your music certainly does have a strong bond, and especially with your large fan base, The Herd, are there members of The Herd that, you know, you just see time and time again, and then you know some things about them as individuals and know their own families and history now because you've seen them after show after show?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
Who are your favorite members of The Herd?
Oh, geez.
There's got to be some characters. There has to be.
Well, of course, but we don't want to leave anyone out either.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there's Bob, Jeff, Sandy, Ellen.
No, we have a large Herd. They're from all over, but some of them, like you said, we know quite well and have become good friends and live Florida and Michigan. You name it. See, Pittsburgh. I don't want to leave anybody out because we love everybody, you know.
And they certainly love you back, as we all know. Let's extend that musical Herd a little bit this morning and hopefully hear another live song. What do you got for us this time, Jeb?
And here in Charlottesville. See what I mean? You asked a hard question. I don't like that question.
It's down to the Buffalo Live.
It's too early in the morning for me to...
He's trying to be part of the gotcha media.
It's like, you know, after I was married years ago, and it wasn't until about 8 or 10 years after I was married that I remembered then that I forgot to invite some very close people to me to my wedding. So today I feel so grateful for so many people that I don't want to... Remember, like, you know, 5 days from now. Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't.
Well, the thing I always try to remember is that, you know, people you carry in your life, they're always with you no matter if you remember them or not.
Yeah.
Right but up that, to the point they get
But
very
I tell you,
angry.
When you do remember them, they are very happy.
Yes, they are. It's Donna the Buffalo Live in studio.
It's too early in the morning to do that.
All right.
I was already pulled over by a cop once this morning. That's probably enough for me.
I didn't want to get into it, but anyway. Was the cop nice, at least?
He was very nice, and if he's listening, thank you for not giving me a ticket.
Did he look good in his uniform, too?
Yes, he did.
Officer, come on out to Jefferson Theater tonight. See you live.
I guess we're going to do a song off of our latest record, which is actually not new anymore. It's like a year and a half old.
2008, right?
Yeah. Let's call it the latest. Yeah. The latest recording. But it's Lock It and Key. I feel like my microphone's, what's the word?
Not loud enough?
No. More me. No, it's like it's, distorting. Is it distorting? No? Okay. I feel distorted.
Okay, Jimi Hendrix in my mind. Distortion.
Oh, God. All right.
All right, buck up, soldier.
Try not to laugh. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shake a stick and then you run away. Let tomorrow be another day. Trust in you only if I can cut up the... Oops, sorry.
These headphones are totally distorted.
Oh,
yeah, this is bad form for radio. We're apologize.
Yeah, we
were debating on whether to go with the headphones or not. But
I know, and Jeff fell off in the middle of a song, which is really...
You should just...
No, I'm sorry. I was just thinking of someone I wanted to say hello to, and then I got completely screwed up.
I think we should just talk this morning on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
We can do that. You know, whatever you guys want to do. You know, I just like it because people always wonder, you know, are they really live in studio? Yeah, today is really live. Yeah. This is about as live as it gets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I wanted to say hi. Can I say hi to Patrick?
Sure.
Hi, Patrick. But you're probably in school. You're probably not even hearing this. But if you are, hi, Patrick.
Did they actually go to school today, Ann? Did they? Okay, yeah, they went to school. Nice.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed the latest, that one off our latest record. That was a smash hit with the, it's actually made a video on that. And it was such a short song. I was surprised that the record company liked it as much as they did.
What do you mean?
Well, it was all of it.
The Locket and Key is just
the way we just played it. Right, he's kidding, yeah.
Well, it just has such a great, you know, theme, you know, that here you are, you know, as a divorcee, you know.
Amen, yeah. Amen. All right, yeah.
And if I don't watch my tongue, I might find myself one. Hey, and they, you know, there are certain things that happen in, I don't care if you're, you know, man, woman, divorced, married, or what, that you're always trying to find a place to find your soulmate back into your heart. Because even when you're married, there's times when, you know, they're going to leave for a second, and you're not going to know why. There may be a fight. There may be just that thing where they're gone away on a work thing a little bit long,
and
you're trying to bring them back. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like Locket and Key so much, is the fact that, you know, you're trying to bring somebody back into your life. Have you, you know, been out there on the prowl? Trying to
have I been out on the prowl? let's see. I had 2 wedding proposals in the past week.
Wow.
I think the policeman was about to ask me out. I'm not sure. No.
You really do know the herd.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just kidding. All right.
It's Tara and Jeb from Dawn of the Buffalo Live in studio. Want to try it again? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to try it again.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, we might as well.
Don't forget the words
what
again.
The heck?
God darn. All right. It's all your fault, Patrick. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
And then you run away. Let tomorrow be another day. Trust in you only if I can't try to trust in the heart of a faraway man. Make a wish for one simple word and let it happen in our perfect world. Let it be what makes us. Starts keeping it together when we're falling apart. Lately I've been thinking the heavens would be relieved if you were a locket and I were the key. Just like a thought, it'll come around, like the moment when you finally touch down, like a reason to believe, like the ring to the sound of what this could be. Shake a stick and then you run away. Let tomorrow be another day. Trust in you only if I can't try to trust in the heart of a faraway man. Must be something in the moon and stars keeping it together when we're falling apart. Lately I've been thinking the heavens would be relieved if you were a locket and I were the key. Yeah, if you were a locket and I were the key. Bam, ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 bam, ba da. Yeah, if you were a locket and I were the key.
Late for work on WNRN. Again, we're very happy to have Don of the Buffalo live in studio this morning. It's Jeb and Tara with us. And guys, one thing I want to talk about real quick is how, you know, your songs deal with a lot of social consciousness issues. And does the audience respond with the change that goes back and forth with the political tide? Do you find that, you know, things still are relevant with your social conscious stuff, even though sometimes the political landscape might not be with you?
You could definitely sense a different sense of connectedness to certain pushes, you know, because all the politics are very cyclical, and we've been around for long enough to really see the cycles and the spectrums.
Yeah,
but it's very, very interesting, and also it all comes down to what's effective as far as political communication. To me, it's like sometimes just standing up there and yelling about something it doesn't really do much, because nobody really wants to be told what to do.
Right.
And so, but then again, people like to, you know, a little more subtle kind of thing, or just give it a rest for a couple of seconds, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of interesting after 9/11 or whatever. It's just, I felt like people weren't really... you know, just weren't really interested in that perspective of self-examination of what, you know, we as a people might be up to that wasn't up to snuff or whatever. But then it comes back, and then sort of the whole thing, dissent, mm-hmm. is patriotic.
Yeah.
And
well, I never found Don of the Buffalo to be one of those groups that are just, you know, hammering it down people's throats by any means. I always thought it wasn't so much that you were telling people what to do, but just to be aware.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was a very positive attitude to take and road to take, you know. Just like, hey, you know, we live on this earth, let's take care of it. Don't make you take care of it, but just, hey, just so you know, you may want to take care of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, and also self-realization for every individual is really the main thing that needs to take place for each person. So, you know, I mean, and it's true with all the religions or whatever. I mean, what does it really mean if somebody just, you know, insists that you point your knees in a certain direction or whatever? I mean, that doesn't really mean anything.
It's more of like a we message, not so much like you or I or them. It's more like we, you know.
And again, continuing that theme of, you know, we're all one family, you know, that we need to all pitch in and take care of this together.
That sounds good.
That's great.
That's good.
It's Jeb and Tara of Don of Buffalo.
True. Yeah, I mean, I think most everyone knows it at this point.
Yeah.
It's just very varying degrees of connectivity to the essence of living.
Yeah.
And everyone goes through various feelings of being connected or disconnected or out of sorts or in it.
Well, you know, it's kind of like...
enthusiasm and being involved in... excited about life and but
you know, when something really tragic happens, like something like 9/11 or anything like that, or tsunamis or this earthquake, and you get like, or if somebody close to you passes away, or you know, you just get this perspective like about what's important.
Yeah.
And then everybody just kind of forgets and gets back into this daily way of living, and everyone gets kind of angry and annoyed and selfish and short-tempered and, you know, weird. And so sometimes I think music, and hopefully our music can do this, or does, is kind of puts you in that frame of mind that you're in when you have that bigger perspective of what's important, you know?
Without the tragedy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying it puts you in that same, like,
as well,
kind of really positive sort of global kind of great space, you know?
It's Don of the Buffalo live in studio, Jeb and Tara here, and we got time for one more song. And don't forget, they're playing tonight at Jefferson Theater. Charlottesville Finest are more than welcome to attend. Hope to see all the uniformed officers out there tonight. And
it's not. They're not on. Who is?
No. Okay.
Well, 1 second.
And we'll have more tickets to hand out for tonight's show in just a little bit as well.
Excellent, excellent. It was nice visiting with you this morning. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Top watching glee as the winning shots are dropping. Even the damn sight hand to see, this is the way that it was meant to be. Cast a spell of impeccable charm, we melted the hearts of the opposing army. Stared down with me a lane in store, and then subsequently won the war. With love so real, changed the way that you think and feel. With love so strong, flick the switch and turn me on. Cats and dogs, drowning humans just like rats. It's a parable for an angry mob. Joined a group for a militant peace, but violence as an issue is purely mute. Laid around, drinking tea, waiting for God to tell us who to shoot. And with love so real, change the way that you think and feel. With love so strong, flick the switch and turn me on. With your life fully deployed, this kind of love can never be destroyed. In a dream so beautiful, could you dare to be another miracle? Thank you. out the door. The other sun reflecting in his fur and relieves himself in the tall grass. Connected to the earth and the sky by the vibrations of the Almighty. In the elevations to nature's bliss, we could be connected just like this with love so real. Change the way that you think and feel. With love so strong, flick the switch and turn me on. With your life fully deployed, this kind of love can never be destroyed. In a dream so beautiful, could you dare to be another miracle?
Taryn Evans, Jeb Puryear of Dawn of the Buffalo live in studio. Thank you guys so much.
Oh my God.
WNRN very proud to present Dawn of the Buffalo in concert tonight. And I'm very certain now that there's going to be several hundred people dancing and joining the herd tonight at the Jefferson Theater. Should be a great, great time. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. It was
very
pleasurable.
Very fun. Thank you.